I'm Phil Latzman. And when it comes to sports fans, Arizona has many varieties, from Cardinals to Suns to Coyotes and Diamondbacks. But there's one group of dedicated fans rising above the rest. And as I found out, the group has a special connection to the Valley's professional soccer franchise, which is trying to bring home a championship to the Phoenix faithful. It's not just a soccer match. A Friday night at Casino Arizona Field is also an all-out party, especially after the hometown Phoenix Rising scores. The stands are filled with 7,000 cheering fans, and at times they're rowdy. Many of them are students from nearby ASU. It's dollar beer night, and some are balancing beer cans while cheering and carousing. And the cacophony has served the Rising well. The club won a United Soccer League record 20 straight games this season, 12 of them in these friendly confines, while racking up the most points in league history.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is the best place to play in the league for me.
Goalkeeper Carl Wazinski has spent 5 seasons here, dating back to when the team was known as the Arizona United.
I'm a goalkeeper, so when I'm in this goal, you know, they're loud. When the other goalkeepers in this goal, it's intimidating. You know, you can't talk your defense. You know, they're all screaming at you, harassing you, and then also cheering us on. So, you know, it's invaluable to us.
Rising midfielder James Musa believes the home crowd advantage has directly led to wins, even on the road.
Yeah, I mean, they're a big reason why. I mean, you even look a couple weeks ago in New Mexico, it was an away game, and we had over a couple of hundred there. And then you look at Orange County last year in the Western Conference Final, and we had 1,000-plus there. So, The support's always been fantastic.
Many fans pay their own way in travel expenses to cheer the team on the road. Why make the effort?
You picked a good person to ask that. This team has me heart and soul.
Monica McPherson is known as the First Lady of the Rising, as the team's first ever season ticket holder.
My voice echoes in empty stadiums, which I've learned. Some words come back, and I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't say that. But I've waited 7 seasons for this.
Marco Medina has also been waiting as one of the franchise's original Phoenix fans.
It's about reflecting the pride you have for the place you live in.
Medina might be the loudest of all. He writes the songs and leads the chants from the ragtag group of fans known as the Banditos, which bang on drums and sing all game in the south end zone. He says the team recognizes the importance of the fans, especially in this league.
They know damn well that, like, in a lower division, it's good to have supporters that have your back no matter where you are. So we have a great relationship with them.
And that brings us to the future. The goal for franchise owners is to ultimately join the big leagues in the MLS, North America's largest pro soccer league. With an already dedicated fan base, Phoenix will once again be under consideration if it can find a bigger and perhaps indoor venue to play during the summer.
I hope not, but I think it will happen.
Why do you hope not?
Because the MLS has a very certain different standard for how fans should act. They want the NFL fan in a soccer stadium, whereas the USLs, they want soccer fans in the stadium.
Monica McPherson isn't sure it would be such a good thing either, especially for her travel budget.
I don't know. MLS will change everything. It'll definitely change my travel because it's the whole United States opened up as opposed to just the Western half. You know, going to every game is hard. It's expensive.
In the immediate future, following the best season in USL history and after losing in the championship last year, midfielder John Baquero knows the Rising has unfinished business.
Yeah, I think it's important to realize what we've achieved, to value it, but obviously that's behind us now, and we start from zero. And now it's either win or go home, you know, and there's no margin of error. So
that margin came perilously close in the first game of the postseason last Saturday when the Rising won a scoreless shootout to beat Austin.
Cochran and Phoenix are off to the Western Conference semifinals.
But the last word goes to the first fan, Monica McPherson, who says she'll be there no matter what.
These are my friends. This is family up here, you know? I wouldn't miss this.
Next up, another Friday dollar beer night against Salt Lake's Real Monarchs this evening at Casino Arizona Field, kick at 7:30. Go Rising. And you're listening to Morning Edition on 91.5.